This is the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Talking about my generation.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I gave the Buzz listeners our dear, dear friends who are Irish, Italian, Jewish, because you are very familiar with this. Guilt.
Say guilt?
Guilt.
I pulled this off a TV show that just came out like yesterday.
That's a bitch about guilt. You don't have to do anything wrong to feel it.
From this show called The Fix. It just started airing.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It stuck with me, that line.
That's a bitch about guilt. You don't have to do anything wrong to feel it.
And it's so funny, and we need your advice, opinion, and wisdom on how you deal with the guilt. And I think it changes over time. It evolves over time the older you get. But us who are Italians, Jewish, and Irish really feel it. So I was in the car yesterday with my mother and my daughter. Mm-hmm. We do the carpool conversations where we just, you know, have a funny conversation and I just post it. Okay. So we're in the car and I'm like, what do you want? You know, like we start talking and then my daughter, freakingly a teenager, throws me under the bus.
Ooh.
She asks me what I gave up for Lent.
What are you giving up for Lent? Let's hear it.
I kind of forgot to go.
I don't think you're giving up. Oh yeah, you know what you gave up? Going to church.
Oh my God, that your mom is so cute.
That's legitimately my mother. That is my life for the last 43 years. Oh, I sit in the big pew all by myself.
Oh my God.
My dream. I guess I'm dreaming too big.
Oh, it's so...
You know what?
Suffocating, isn't it?
It's emotional distress.
Guilt is a funny thing because when you watch it happen to somebody else, it's hilarious.
Yes.
My girlfriend's mom does it to her.
Uh-huh.
All the time. All the time.
Now, she's 30, right? Your girlfriend. How does she deal with it where she really takes it personally or is she over that hump?
I mean, this is not exciting, but half and half. It's kind of like, oh, come on. Like, mom, stop. And then I know it not bothers her, but it works, which is great for her mom. It's great. You got to do what you got to do to see your kids, right? I understand that completely.
I never experienced, as the old guy here, never experienced guilt for my mom.
Did you want to borrow mine?
No, it sounds... But I think I've just realized that now that both of my kids are older and have moved out pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I'll reach out to them, basically text or whatever. Hey, love you guys. Miss you.
That's and guilt.
It's a little bit of guilt.
Yes.
But then when they call, I throw this little thing in. Oh, how you doing? Where you been? To fall off the face of the earth.
Oh, that's it.
That's exactly. I do it.
You do.
I just realized. I'm having a self-aware moment that because I do miss them. And I'm not going to try to interrupt their lives. I don't call them every single day.
But
when they do call, I give them a little shot.
It was funny because I recorded, you know, how I do the Seven Figures podcast. Okay. So it goes up every Friday. And next week, the Today Show, the financial editor, Jean Chatsky, will be on with us. So we recorded the interview last week. She's fantastic, by the way. She has a new book out. And Women with Money. And in the book, she talks about guilt. So she's like, you know, I grew up Jewish and I'm Jewish and I have the guilt. And I'm like, Jean, honey, how do you deal with it? She was so cute. She's like, over time, at her age, she says she does, she like, she said age is what, I don't care anymore. I don't care. You hit a certain age. I'm trying to figure out what that age is. Oh. She said, you hit a certain age where you're over it. Over the guilt.
You just got to let it go.
But I don't know what that age is, because clearly I have not been able to deal with it yet.
Because you feel if you let go of it, you're going to let your mom down by not feeling guilty when she tries to guilt you.
Yeah.
Two buzz, your generations, your age. You know, what's your advice, your opinion, your wisdom? Hi, the buzz. What's your generation? Good morning.
I'm actually only 18.
Okay.
Yeah, but my parents, both of my parents, guilt-tripped us so much that me and my siblings joke about it now.
So,
like, we'll fake guilt-trip each other just for jokes.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, my goodness. So, perfect example. If I'm asking to go with some of my friends or something, my dad will be like, oh, that's okay. I guess I'll just stay here by myself, I guess.
Is your dad's best friend Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Woe is me.
Okay, so what, now we have to ask you, though, what your nationality, in this generation, I think we need to know your generation and your nationality, because...
I'm Irish.
Yep,
okay, the
go.
Irish guilt.
Yep.
So when you're younger, though, does it impact you more when you're younger?
Like, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. When I was younger, I felt terrible. Terrible. Now that we joke about it, though, it's just like, my parents have figured out that we joke about it. They joke about it, too, but it was like...
That's awesome.
Man, it was bad.
Guilt is your trigger.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. The Buzz, what's your generation?
55.
Okay. How does guilt play into your life from your mom?
Well, I really don't 100% believe it has to do with nationality because I'm Native American.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Canadian Mohawk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the youngest of four. By the time I came around, my parents had parenting down pat. My mother, all she had to do was give a look, and I'd get the guilt feeling.
Ooh.
Oh, that's strong. So, that's.
Yeah, I think that's fear. I don't think that's guilt.
That part of it was fear. You know, but when she said no, or I felt guilty because I really wanted to go do something and she didn't think it was right that I went and did it. Yeah, the guilt was really bad. One time I had to have been probably in my late teens, still being the youngest, still living at home.
Uh-huh.
Went out with the friends and I didn't get home until like 5 in the morning. That was the very first time I ever did that.
Oh.
I came home to a letter on my pillow.
Oh, what did the letter say?
That she was so disappointed in me.
Oh.
That crushed me at that time.
Yeah.
But pissed me off at the same time. Because, you know, I'm getting older. I had a full-time job. Had my own medical, my own car insurance. You know, still lived at home, but still had all that stuff. And, you know, I understand what she was doing because I was the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I were the closest. And she just didn't want me to get in any kind of trouble.
So now as an adult, though, when anybody tries to lay guilt on you, do you approach it? Does it impact you as much as it does? Is it with age? Is there a certain age that you're like, forget it. It's not going to work on me anymore.
It still works on me only if it has to do with their emotions.
Yeah.
If I feel that, you know, they're trying to guilt me into something where when they're trying to get something that is, you know, in my eyes, not right, but they're emotionally connected to it, then I turn it around and I sit and talk to them. Unlike when I was younger, I grew up with a chalkboard in my bedroom. I would go in the room, write I hate and I love list. And I put my mom on that I hate list. So I would sit there and look at it. Then erase it and put it back on I love.
You should have put the chalkboard on her pillow.
Way too big. It was like a schoolroom size.
That's so funny. Great story. Yo, thank you for calling Generations.
Thank you. Love
okay.
you guys.
I love you too. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.